Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of January 31, 2009, I'm Ana Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Immigrant care expanded. On January 29, the U.S. Senate expanded the state children's health insurance program, known as SCHIP, the Washington Post reported. The program will now allow states to cover pregnant immigrants and fund insurance for an additional 4 million children across the country by 2013. Currently, legal immigrants are barred from receiving government-subsidized health coverage for 5 years after entering the United States. The SCHIP expansion was twice vetoed by President Bush. The new bill has already passed the House and President Obama is expected to sign it. The expansion will be funded by raising the cigarette tax from 39 cents a pack to a dollar. The Senate also voted to reject an amendment that would have reinstated the so-called global gag rule as part of the new reauthorized and expansion of SCHIP, the Associated Press reported. Last week, President Obama reversed the policy, which banned federal funding to international family planning groups that provide abortion services or information about abortions. More news to cheer this week. Johanna Sigurðardóttir, a lesbian, former flight attendant and current social affairs minister, will serve as Iceland's interim prime minister until new elections are held later this year, the AP reported. Iceland's government collapsed on Monday when the entire cabinet resigned over the country's economic crisis. Johanna is known for allocating generous public funding towards assisting the elderly, people with disabilities, and victims of domestic violence. She is the world's first openly gay prime minister. The Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act became the first bill signed into law by Obama on January 29th, USA Today reported. The law reverses a Supreme Court ruling that plaintiffs must file wage bias claims within 180 days of the first discriminatory paycheck. Workers who cooperate with the internal investigations and report inappropriate conduct at work are protected from retaliation under civil rights laws, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 9-0 decision on January 26, the LA Times reported. A lower court had ruled that only employees who initiate discrimination complaints are protected from dismissal, but not those who answer questions during an employer's internal investigation. Almost 2,200 government employees who worked on foreign policy issues delivered a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton calling on the government to provide equal benefits to same-sex partners, the Washington Post reported. I think that we should take a hard look at the existing policy, Clinton said. My understanding is that other nations have moved to extend that partnership benefit. In Iraq, women's rights advocates are urging the government to amend the current provisional election law to guarantee women a greater share of seats on the council than previous polls, Deutsche Presseagentur reported. Currently, women are allocated 25% of seats in the Iraqi parliament councils. But in earlier drafts of Iraqi election law, women were supposed to receive every third seat allocating to parties. An Iraqi women's network is working to establish a 30% quota for women in councils. Now for the downside of news. Cheers! Family planning zapped. Although the House of Representatives passed the $819 billion stimulus plan on January 28th, a provision to expand state access to family planning services under Medicaid was missing, Time reported. House Republicans attacked the family planning provision extension last week, citing it as a major reason for opposing the stimulus bill, a combination of spending programs and tax cuts. President Obama asked Democrats to remove the family planning in response to Republican criticism. Despite the removal of the provision, not a single Republican representative voted for the bill, which was passed along party lines. As of now, states that want to expand their Medicaid coverage to help low-income women access family planning services must first obtain a federal waiver. The provision eliminated from the stimulus package would have eliminated this requirement, allowing states to have direct access to Medicaid funds for family planning services that do not include abortion. Supporters argue that the provision belonged in the stimulus bill since it would result in lower healthcare costs as a result of investing in preventative care. More news to cheer this week. An appeals court ruled that the California Lutheran High School in Riverside, California, can expel two 16-year-old female students for having a bond of intimacy that suggested a lesbian relationship, the LA Times reported. The appeals court decided that since the private religious school is not a business, it does not have to comply with the state law barring discrimination based on sexual orientation. Three Iranian football officials were suspended after the first mixed-gender football game in Iran since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Male and female teams of 15 players competed against each other in Tehran on January 20th, the AP reported. The Ayatollah, supreme leader of Iran, is firmly against women entering the stands if men are playing. When female football teams play, only women can enter the stands. Video clips taken on cell phones were used as evidence against the officials. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi said rapes would occur in Italy until there are as many soldiers as pretty girls, dismissively referring to three rape cases in January, The Telegraph reported. In the most recent attack, five men raped a 21-year-old woman after locking her male partner in the couple's car on the outskirts of Rome. Tension is high over recent rape cases, with some Italians blaming crime on new immigrants, and the Prime Minister's comments did not ease tension. We could not field a big enough force to avoid this risk. We would need so many soldiers because our women are so beautiful, Berlusconi said. U.S. children avoid careers that involve math and science due to a lack of confidence in the topics, according to a January 26 survey released by the American Society for Quality. Girls between 8 and 11 said parents encouraged them to become actresses more frequently than engineers, and 85% of children said they were not interested in engineering careers. In memoriam, Constance Cook, a women's rights advocate who served in the New York State Assembly for 14 years, died January 20th, Newsday reported. Cook sponsored a bill that repealed the state's anti-abortion law, and in 1970, abortion became legal in New York, 3 years before the Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision. A lawyer by profession, Cook also represented the Reverend Betty Bone Sheese in her case against the Episcopal Church, in which she argued that the church practiced gender-based employment discrimination. The case put pressure on the church to ultimately allow ordination of women in 1977. These news briefs were compiled by Rebecca Harshbarger. Rita Henley-Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found on Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anna Maria Rogue.